New Orleans' unique system of charter schools does not have centralized busing. Each school is in charge of finding bus services for students, and those are almost always contracted out to private bus companies. After a city investigation revealed a host of safety concerns around the city's privately operated school buses, the city council is stepping in to regulate them, similar to the way the city regulates taxis and limos. WWNO's Jess Clark went to City Hall to speak with Jennifer Cecil, Director of Permitting and Licensing for the city.
Last year, you raised some concerns about school bus safety. What were they?
In collaboration with the New Orleans Police Department's Traffic Division and the Department of Public Works, we found that in addition to the obvious visual issues like broken windows that we could see from the exterior of the buses, once we were able to gain access into the buses, we found many of these vehicles indeed were not registered. Many of these seats were not properly fastened to the body of the bus. There were safety latches removed so that emergency exits were inoperable. The rear of one bus was padlocked shut. An escape hatch was screwed closed, and some of the body repair appeared to have been done in a slapshot way.
How was this able to happen?
There was a lot of incredulity. How could this be? It seems so strange and so wrong that anybody would say, put a child on a school bus where the seat could fall off or where the bus wasn't insured. But at the same time, with so many charter schools and always new charter schools coming in, each of their leaders is trying to balance a budget. Each of their operations managers is trying to make sure that medicines are appropriately dispersed if need be, and that reading interventions take place, and that food service is delivered, and that the students arrive at the school and leave the school. Because it's the last place you look, because everybody sees a yellow bus and thinks, oh, it's a school bus, it must be safe.
Why is this an issue the city council is addressing and not the parish school board?
I think the biggest reason for that is that it's a capacity issue. It's only in the past school year that the Orleans Parish School Board took over the management of this broad swath of charter schools. And in building that first year capacity, it doesn't make a lot of sense for them to create a completely additional inspection staff that would be identical to what we're providing for other for-hire vehicles throughout the city. And additionally, because it's not the school board's own transportation, they're not the owners of the buses. These are private companies that need to be regulated the same way as the rest of private industry.
So basically, you all are saying, hey, this is a problem. We have the capacity to inspect these vehicles. We're already doing it for other commercial vehicles. Why don't we just step in and do this for the school board? Everybody's safer.
That's exactly it.
And how are you going to do that? Are you setting up a system for registering the vehicles, for checking registration, for inspections at the city level?
Yes, we are requiring all of the school buses to obtain a Certificate of Public Necessity and Convenience, which is for short a CPNC, like every other for-hire vehicle, any general charter bus operating here, a non-emergency medical transport, taxi or limo. We're licensing them under the same type of scheme, with the exception that these buses will be required to go through two inspections a year rather than one, and to have specialized equipment inspected by us as well.
You worked on this legislation in collaboration with the Orleans Parish School Board. Can you talk about what their role is going to be going forward?
Yes, the school board is taking many proactive steps going forward. For in the immediate future, they're providing training from the state police to school leaders and operations managers to help them spot major malfunctions on buses and look out for the safety of their students.
Great. Jennifer Cecil, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jennifer Cecil is the Director of Permitting and Licensing for the City of New Orleans. I'm Jess Clark.
The new permitting process takes effect next school year. WWNO's education reporting is supported by Entergy Corporation.